Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Today on CityCast Pittsburgh, it's garden season, and we're catching up with an urban farmer in Manchester who's hoping to bring fresh food to her community. Plus, Pittsburgh is saying goodbye to a sweet Oakland institution. But don't get too sad. There are lots of new flavors to try in the East End, up north, and in the South Side, including a delicious new dim sum spot more than one of us are digging on. It's Thursday, April 25th. I'm Megan Harris, and here's what Pittsburgh's talking about. I'm with CityCast newsletter editor Francesca DeBecco. Good morning.
Hey, Megan. I'm coming out of the inbox today.
Which, by the way, we see all yins out there talking about election stuff. Francesca and I worked very late on Tuesday, so we figured we'd give you a break yesterday. And today we'll be talking about election takeaways on Friday.
Yes.
But since this is the food show, that means first question, what's the best thing you've eaten in Pittsburgh this week?
Ooh, so mine is actually a drink. You know, I'm a Commonplace coffee fan, and I got their Allegheny Commons Park blend, and it was so lovely. I am still drinking it right now.
I love how all our local coffee shops, or so many of them, do these like inspiration blends, and there's often a charitable component to them. This one, the proceeds benefit the Pittsburgh's Parks Conservancy. That's just so cool.
Yeah, they do. We love them. And I love that I got this blend right before they do the relighting ceremony of the park on Tuesday, April 30th.
What's a relighting ceremony?
So they've been working on updates in the park for the past year or so. The trails have been redone. So they're basically just going to light it up at night and celebrate all the work. There's going to be food, artists, vendors. I'm really excited to see it shine again.
It kind of reminds me of like in the old timey shows, you know, they're like showing you Mr. Edison's new invention and everybody's gathered in the town square and then they flip a switch.
Yeah. And it's Pittsburgh's oldest park. So it's very fitting.
Very cool.
What about you, Megan? What have you had good lately?
What you just said actually reminds me, I had a really fantastic latte the other day, but unfortunately not in Pittsburgh. Aww. I'm still thinking about it, though. It was at a Filipino spot, and I got their Tyrone latte. It's like caramelized banana. It was very good, and I need to find it here.
Ooh, that sounds really interesting. I believe Lola's in Lawrenceville has some Filipino flavors, so checking out. But I will be on the lookout to find you a version of this in Pittsburgh, and our listeners should too. So email me if you have a suggestion. I'm at pittsburgh@citycast.fm.
So let's get into the new. Now is the time when folks all around Pittsburgh are starting their gardens.
Yes, Megan, I need to catch up.
I'm not ambitious this year. There's no seed starting. There's no like extra stuff. I'm probably going to end up with like 3 or 4 herbs and a couple nice flowers. That's going to be it this year.
Yeah, I think same for me. I'm probably just going to do some herbs in pots, maybe a tomato plant or something. But if you remember, it was like last year we did an episode about how to tackle invasive species. I'm still working on that Japanese knotweed in my backyard. So
it was really intense. I went over to Francesca's house to record, and we took a picture, and the helplessness with which you are standing in your own backyard, it's something to see.
Yeah, but it's getting better. So anyways, I still got a lot of work to do. But for folks like me who are a little behind, you should check out the episode we did about what plants thrive in a warmer Pittsburgh. So the species that are going to continue growing well here whenever the climate is changing.
Yeah, a lot of natives, a lot of perennials. If you're looking for it, that was from February 26th. I forgot I got my honey a climate change story for his birthday.
I love that.
There's a lot of good stuff in there.
So with gardening season getting off the ground, we thought this was a good time to check in with Lisa Freeman from Freeman Family Farm in Manchester. She's been growing food for the neighborhood since 2014, and she's getting ready to open a grocery store.
Yeah, I feel so lucky. I had the chance to visit her spot over on Juniata Street in the north side to check out the progress. There's just a lot going on that corner of her block.
Yeah, I used to live on that side of town and I would walk past it. But for folks who've never been there, describe what she has going on there.
So the sidewalk itself is still sort of in progress, or was when I was there. They've done a ton of construction. So I guess if you're standing on the street and looking, you know, at the building, to your left is this little like outbuilding, mostly for storage right now. But she said eventually maybe a little office or happy spot for her. In the back is this huge hoop greenhouse, really tall, like you can fully stand in there. And there's a lot of rows for planting. Then just beside it is this beautiful bright red fencing covered in gorgeous murals. There's actually a huge mural next to the whole thing of a rooster. So if you see the rooster, you know you found the right spot.
Yeah, can't miss it.
And then up front, right off the street, is this big two-story, black and white on one side, brick on the front building that's going to house the grocery in its bottom floor.
Yeah, I stopped by this week and it seems like they're making good progress. The pavement is now done in front of the grocery.
Yay!
Yeah, and there's really cool logos in the storefront windows. So it's really starting to feel like a real business. And I got to talk to Lisa. I was outside being nubby, taking photos, and she came out and we were just chit-chatting. And she said they're paving the patio this week too. And they're expected to open at the end of June. So it's really moving along.
There's a lot of big dreams kind of all encapsulated in this one little spot. Here's Lisa Freeman speaking when CityCast Elizabeth, and I visited the shop last month.
We built it because we are located in a food desert, and I built it with the intention of providing access to fresh fruits and vegetables to myself and my neighbors, the community. But it's more than just a green grocer. This is a program. I am a social worker by training. In our store, we have all market type produce, but we also offer a service to our community. We're here to build up our community. And people who come here have the choice if they want to just buy something, a cool drink to walk to the bike trail perhaps, or if they'd like to be a part of a community effort by having a membership.
So in her vision, a membership might get you like access to cooking demonstrations or regular Tai Chi classes in her backyard. They've talked about medically tailored food boxes. Miss Lisa's husband unfortunately died not long ago from pancreatic cancer.
Yeah.
So helping people who need extra nutritional support is really close to her heart. And she really wants to get like folks in the neighborhood or just interested in this kind of space involved in the organization. So like hiring formerly incarcerated people to help out, working with a local school to plant inside that greenhouse, plus just building on her existing relationships with the Greater Pittsburgh Area Food Bank, the Urban Redevelopment Authority, and a bunch of others.
This is so wonderful. Lisa is like Pittsburgh's angel. I love this. You said she's imagining it as sort of a one-stop shop for folks who want to cook a good meal. So there'll be like bulk ingredients, farm fresh meats, fruits and veggies, soups and sandwiches. So a lot of good stuff.
Yeah. And we should say she's also been pretty tough on the city. She likes to hold people accountable, particularly for the Esplanade development. So that's the proposal we've talked about on the show to put a big hotel and a Ferris wheel and just all kinds of stuff across the highway from her in the Chateau neighborhood.
Right, which includes a big box grocery store. The last update I saw, it was going to be maybe a Trader Joe's.
Mm-hmm. Here's Ms. Freeman again talking about her first thought when she heard about the Trader Joe's.
It fired me up because I had met with two of their staff members. I had invited them down here and we talked about the need, and they didn't act like they were impressed and actually told me that they're not obligated to give anything to the community and they're not obligated to really seek our permission because they're you know, they're just basically informing us what they're going to do.
So, of course, that's just Miss Lisa's perspective. This whole thing is being coordinated through PIAT companies. They've done a ton of work in the city of Pittsburgh. And, you know, love it or not, they have a really solid track record in Pittsburgh of building what they say they're going to.
Yeah, but they've been talking about this for years, so we'll see what happens.
Ms. Freeman says that one thing that could help her whole operation is the city's Food Justice Fund. WESA's Kylie Kosinski just published a really great update on what's been going on with it.
Yeah, it sounds like it's sort of a no news is bad news sort of scenario. People have applied and thought that there would be grants going out to help this, you know, during this planning season. And the fund, people appear to be doing some stuff, but so far no money has been awarded. And it sounds like that's sort of frustrating some folks.
Yeah, I think Ms. Freeman would count herself among them. And she's featured heavily in Kylie's reporting. Last we talked to her, she was still $40,000 short of what she needs to finish up the store and get it open by June for the neighborhood. We'll link to that WESA story in the show notes.
Yeah. And if you want to learn more about Ms. Freeman and her experience with development projects in the North Side, she actually wrote a book about it. You can get it directly from her in the store and online as well. It's got a provocative title. It's called We Don't Want an Effing Farm on Our Street.
Correct. Spicy. She says that that is a direct quote from one member of the Manchester Citizens Corporation advisory board.
Wow.
So, you know, don't get mad. Write a book and quote them directly.
Yeah.
But anyway, after all of this digging and clawing and grant writing to make her dream happen, she says she always likes to end conversations on a happy note. So we figured we'd give her the final word.
I am so encouraged that someone's watching me and taking example, perhaps. And like, Miss Lisa can do it. We're going to build back the block. And that is my hope. I hope the young people start dreaming because they don't see this in their community. They don't see Black businesses. They don't have a way to aspire or to dream like, well, maybe I like to do that. How can you be if you don't see? What can inspire you if you don't see it? So that's my hope, that more people will step up and start dreaming and start envisioning and dare not take no for an answer.
Hey, Pittsburgh. I want to tell you about a real Steeltown hero. Mary Cardwell Dawson was just the coolest. Not only was she the proprietess of that gorgeous Victorian mansion on Apple Street in Homewood, but inside it, she presided over the National Negro Opera Company. She founded guilds for other Black singers all over the nation, and she was a mentor for fellow opera singers from here to Washington, D.C. And lucky for you, our modern Pittsburgh Opera has a show celebrating her legacy. Get your tickets now for The Passion of Mary Cardwell Dawson. It's at the Byam Theater through May 5th. And don't be nervous if you're new to opera. The show is in English. It's just over an hour and features a little dialogue for folks to follow along. Tickets start at just $15, and there are all kinds of discounts and special offers for students, teachers, seniors, and veterans. Get your tickets now in our show notes for the Pittsburgh Opera. That's at pittsburghopera.org.
All right, Megan, let's do some food news. Do you want me to start with the good news or the bad news first?
Definitely bad. Let's get that over with.
Yeah. So the bummer news is Dave and Andy's homemade ice cream in Oakland is closing.
I saw that. I have never been, but now I guess I'm sort of sad because it has been all over my feed and people have been talking about how it's this Pittsburgh institution.
Yeah, they've been making small batch ice cream for over 40 years. And your last chance to get a scoop is this weekend, April 28th.
First the hot dog shop, now this. How are people going to recover?
I know. Oakland is really losing their mainstays. And we're entering into ice cream season, too.
We've talked so many times about doing a whole ice cream episode over here. This is a good time to see what the favorites are.
Yeah, that's right. If you've got a sweet tooth and you want to share where your favorite place in Pittsburgh is to get ice cream, leave us a voicemail with your name and neighborhood, and you might hear it on the show. Our number is 412-212-8893. Again, that's 412-212-8893.
So let's move on to the good food news. What has opened recently? I know you've been hunting down a Korean corn dog because you put it in the newsletter.
Yes, that was at Lawrence Hall. It's inside of an old 1890s warehouse on Butler Street. The corn dog was from a restaurant called Loaded. I was so excited because it was my first Korean corn dog. It was vegan. A lot of places don't have vegan options. And so the one that they have is called the Big Mac dog. It has pickles and onions on top. But my partner got the ramen dog, which is literally breaded with fried ramen noodles. It looked awesome.
Whoa, that sounds fancy. If you listen to the show regularly, you have definitely heard me talk about the Boonseek, the food truck.
Yes.
I'm stoked there's another delicious corn dog option in town. I'm just very pro corn dog over here. It is truly one of my favorite indulgences.
It's so good. It's classic comfort food. They also have burgers, loaded fries, all of the comfort food. It was really tasty. I felt kind of heavy afterward. Thankfully, it was a beautiful day for a walk down Butler Street. So it was all worth it.
Got to be careful with the fried food.
Yeah.
But while we're on Lawrence Hall, there's a bunch of spots in there. I know we've talked about some of these on previous episodes, but just to kind of remind everyone, Toma, which is modern Italian fare, the breaded fried eggplant got a beautiful little photo shoot in Table Magazine recently. It looks fantastic. La Palapa is serving Mexican street food. I always really like their Southside spot.
Yeah.
So this is exciting for the East End. And then Cuddy's Soul Food of Homewood is doing barbecue ribs, mac and cheese, collard greens. I'm really looking forward to that too.
Yes.
These all look great.
Yeah. And don't forget dessert. Leona's Ice Cream is scooping up your favorite lactose-free flavors in the Lawrence Hall as well. And they have a freezer full of their classic ice cream sandwiches too.
So that's a bunch of openings in one spot. What else you got? What's tasty around town?
Yes, just a skip from Lawrenceville is the new Third Space Bakery that officially opened on Penn Avenue.
Did you get notes from producer Sophia Lowe?
I did.
We've heard a lot about it this week.
Yeah, she's always tapped into the treats. You can get breakfast, lunch, coffee there, and there's a variety of baked goods. Sophia really liked the tahini brownies. They also have like buttermilk scones and goodies like that. You can even order a cake. But the cool thing is that it isn't just a cafe and bakery. It's a co-op and teaching kitchen too. So they have classes like Sourdough 101 and Cook the Cookbook Recipes of the Barefoot Contessa. So you can really get, you know, down and dirty in their kitchen.
I think CityCast should absolutely do a cooking class.
That
sounds like a great absurd activity.
Oh, yeah. We need to do that. I'm totally down. I was really excited to try their goodies when they popped up at VegFest, and I can't wait to check out their brick and mortar. Sophia said that you can also buy discounted, like, day-old bread. So if you're looking for something for croutons or French toast, that's a good option. And to not skip their homemade soda of the day. I can attest to this. I got two at VegFest.
I mean, I'm just impressed you called it soda and not pop.
Oh, okay. You're right. Well, that's how they brand it, but it's pop. Yeah, it's definitely pop.
I mean, if it's got carbonation, it's all Coke to me.
Yeah.
Let's get out of the East End and head to the South Side.
Yeah. Up next is Culture Kitchen and Bar on East Carson.
That's Culture with a K-U-L-C-H-E-R.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm saying that right. This is on East Carson Street. It's sure to become a new late night food spot. It's open until 2 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. So, you know, if you're looking for a place for a drink, a good eat on the South Side, here's a new spot to try.
I'm looking at the link you shared. It's got a cute patio, pretty food, drinks. Looks neat.
Yeah, they have smash burgers, tacos, wings, rice bowls, and that classic Pittsburgh salad is on the menu.
I mean, any salad can be a Pittsburgh salad if you just like order a side of fries.
You're not wrong. But I love seeing this on the menu. I have to figure out where all of the best Pittsburgh salads are, truthfully. I feel like that would be a really great roundup for our readers and listeners.
I don't know, man. That seems fraught, like picking a favorite child.
Maybe, but, you know, it won't stop me from trying. So let's head north for one final opening, one that we both actually got to try, which is Wei Lai Dim Sum in McIntyre Square.
Yeah, it's right off of McKnight Road. So like just past Ross Park Mall in Ross Township. The exterior is sort of strip mall vibes, but the inside definitely gets the job done. They have got so much good stuff, noodles, soup dumplings, fried dumplings, veggie and meat options, delicious soups, bao, spring rolls. I went with a group of girlfriends and we literally ordered probably one third of the menu.
I love that. That seems worth it to me. What were some of your favorites?
This is probably an odd pick for me, but I was really surprised and loved the steamed crystal shrimp dumplings. They just had really great umami flavor. And then also the smashed cucumbers. It was just a huge portion and really, really tasty. What about you?
Ooh, I love a side of smashed cucumbers. Always just so light and refreshing to have. That sounds awesome. I had the cold spicy peanut noodles because honestly, it was a hot day and I just wanted something easy and you know, refreshing. And it was really good. But I can't wait to go back and try more. Like the veggie bao bun. Oh, it looks so good. But I just love to have a new spot to grab food when we go shopping up there. Kind of makes McKnight Road a little less awful.
You are so against McKnight Road. If you are curious, I actually peeped the website and they have photos of basically everything. So you can kind of check out what you're ordering beforehand.
Yeah, there's so much more on my list.
Okay, before we head out, Francesca, where might we see a CityCaster this weekend? Where are you going to go?
Ooh, so I am going to try to make it to the Pittsburgh Potters Tour with Clay Pittsburgh. It's from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. And this is when a bunch of ceramic artists across Pittsburgh open their studios and you can get a behind-the-scenes look at their creations or buy some one-of-a-kind pieces. My partner and I had a lot of fun last year just moseying along the trail. It's self-led, so you just find a studio close to you wherever you are in town and kind of get a peek to these artists' creations.
I am very pottery curious, but I don't know a darn thing about it. Sophia is going to the White Whale for Indie Bookstore Day, then tucking in bed with the book haul.
I love that.
Yeah, it's a perfect ambition. And I think I'm going to go garage sailing with a friend north of the city. It is time to get rid of all these too small baby clothes and find some upcycled outdoor toys. That's my ambition. This felt really obvious to me, actually, but I just met someone who didn't know about it, so I figured I'd share. Yins, if you are still on the Facebook, look for your local Buy Nothing group. You can get so much good stuff there and also help out your neighbors without adding to the landfill. Big pro tip.
I love a good garage sale. There's a lot of fun things happening this weekend. There's Sip and Shop at Construction Junction. There's a birthday celebration block party at the August Wilson House. So be sure to check the Hey Pittsburgh newsletter and our website, pittsburgh.citycast.fm, for more things to do all weekend long.
That's all for today here on CityCast Pittsburgh. Reminder, you can always find our shows, old and new, on our website. Again, that's pittsburgh.citycast.fm. We will be back tomorrow with more news from around the city. Talk to you soon.
So they have classes like sourdough one-on-one. Sorry, not one-on-one, 101.